Hey.
What?
Sorry. Okay, I just hey, we're talking to Sean Allum here from Duotang of the city Winnipeg, Manitoba. Yeah. Hey,
Yeah.
Sean.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. This is Mar, and my co-host Wes is sort of gone right now.
Oh, okay.
I have to clarify that first. He went to Seattle to sell his idea of having an anti-gravity chamber to Bill Gates because he heard the Sultan of Brunei died.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just me. Yeah, you guys are from Winnipeg, and I was just wondering, have you ever hung out with Randy Bachman?
Yeah, I have once actually.
Really? What'd you do?
Well, he played some kind of show in Winnipeg, and I don't know, I was like given tickets, so I went, and it was actually kind of cool. He had this guy singing. It sounded like better than Burton Cummings, although no, I can't say that because Burton Cummings is amazing, but he sounded like Burton Cummings. And then Burton Cummings walked in and hung out by the back of the bar and watched this, like, 35-year-old, I guess he's a kid to Burton Cummings, but whatever, guy sing his songs, and then he went and played VLTs. After the show, I was introduced to Randy Bachman, and I, like, sat at his table and had a drink. It was kind of cool. He has, like, I don't know, like, 100 guitars or something, so that's basically what he talked about. So it was cool. I mean, I got some free drinks out of Randy Bachman. Yeah, because I like the Guess Who, actually. I've always liked them, but, I always thought they were kind of cheesy, but
And they're from Winnipeg.
yeah, they're from Winnipeg, actually, so that's kind of cool.
Where you're from?
Yeah, we're from Winnipeg too. We like it here. It's nice. It's kind of cold. Actually, it's nice right now, and I have a cold. I haven't had a cold all, like,
Oh, really? I'm
when.
sorry.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, no, it's okay, because I'm leaving in, like, I don't know, 3 days or something, so I'm going to, like, sunny weather, to a nice climate, so.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. You're going on tour to Europe with the High Fives?
Yeah.
And how long are you going for?
6 weeks. Well, the tour is actually, I think, 4.5 weeks or something, but after that we're going to take some time off and just, like, kind of travel around. But yeah, so 4.5 weeks, like, of constant shows. I think there's like 35 shows or something. So
Wow.
yeah, it should be lots of fun. We've been there once before, so, but we're actually going to a few places we've never been to. Like, we've been to Italy, but, like, we never got to go to Sicily, and we've been to Spain, but we never got to go to, like, Barcelona or, like, places like that. So there's a few cities on this tour that we haven't been to that we're really looking forward to seeing. I just watched the movie Barcelona last night, actually, and for, like, the 10th time, and so I'm all
It's a
in
good
the mode
movie.
to go. Pardon me?
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's by I think his name is Whit Stillman, the guy who did Metropolitan and Last Days of Disco.
So, are you guys going to Britain on this tour?
No, actually, well, we're playing a show in Liverpool, but that's not actually with the High Fives. That's going to be on our own. That's after the tour is over. We're going to England for a week and hanging out there with some friends in
Some
London.
mods?
Yeah.
So, do you, Sean, consider yourself a mod?
No.
No?
Not at all. I'm wearing, like, this label Snug. I'm wearing, like, a Snug sweater, and like, baggy jeans. Like, I don't think it's what a mod would wear.
Yeah, I
I like
hear you own a pair of Velcro khaki pants, and I wouldn't consider that mod, and I don't know what your standards are.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just like, 'cause my friend makes these clothes and I like them. They're comfy, and, like, I do, wear a lot of mod clothes and stuff. I have lots of Fred Perry's and stuff like that, but it's whatever I feel like wearing. I think that's the one thing that's cool about the mod scene, and the one thing that isn't cool about the mod scene is it's so like, strict in what you have to wear and everything. You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole thing. They only wore certain things, and if you didn't, you weren't a mod. That's cool, but I also think it's kind of uncool at the same time. Like, I mean, I can talk to anybody about old, like, R&B music and any kind of quote unquote mod music you want to talk about, but, like, man, I'm not gonna wear, like, like, short pants and, like, skinny ties every day of my life just so I can be called a mod. That's silly. So, I
But
mean,
Duotang is sort of connected with the mods.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you guys trying to revive the mod scene at all in Canada?
No, not at all. We didn't start out thinking let's do that. We wore suits on stage, and that was just because at the time there were lots of punk bands wearing ripped jeans, right? So we thought, well, let's wear clothes that we really like to wear, which are kind of like mod clothes. But I think people just took it too far, like that we were trying to revive the mod scene, and we're not, because, you know, I mean, I can sit at home and listen to, you know, Sebado or Ween or, you know, like, even, you know, like, bands that aren't mod bands that I, there's lots of music I like that aren't mod, you know, bands or mod clothes, so we're not trying to do that. If people want to put us into that category, then it's a pretty cool category to be put into, you know, because we do like a lot of things, like, you know, Rod's favorite actor is Peter Sellers, and, you know, like, I love, you know, Rich, pardon me?
Is Peter Sellers mod?
Well, I'd say he fits into that sensibility, you know, very British kind of sensibility. I was just going to say, and I like lots of Richard Lester films who, you know, made The Knack and How to Get It and, you know, stuff like that. Like, we really dig, that's our favorite type of stuff, but we're not going to be pigeonholed into one certain type of thing, you know?
Yeah, your first video was a takeoff of that.
Blow up, it didn't work out too well. There were fights with the directors. Like, I mean, we love her and everything, and it's just like, I think she was going for such a high concept type of video, and, you know, unless you have $100,000 to spend on a video, I don't think it's really going to work. I just saw the video like 2 days ago, actually, and I liked it for the, you know, one of the first times, maybe just because it's old now, and it was done like, you know, like 3 years ago or something. But I guess we say we're not trying to revive it or you know, be pigeonholed into it, but we do some things that I guess like set ourselves up for, you know, being tagged a mod band.
What about your third member, Angus? Is he playing on any of your records or?
Well, he hasn't played on the two that we've put out. We're just demoing some stuff right now, and two of the songs might be on a 7-inch. He played on two songs out of the 10 we just recorded. He's not a full-time member or a member of the band. He's an honorary member. He's like a special guest who comes on tour with us. I think Rod and I will always stay a two-piece, but just like, you know, like just Simon and Garfunkel were a two-piece, or, you know, lots of bands like that. There were two pieces that had extra musicians. Like, nobody ever says, you know, well, Steve Gadd played drums for Simon and Garfunkel, so is he a new member of the band? You know, no, he was just...
But
you know,
that's what people say about Angus. They're wondering if you're going to become
Trio
Tang.
No, we're not. Although, more and more, yeah, we are expanding into where we want more musicians and different sounds on the record, and even touring, too. Like, now it is an integral part of the music, but... Like, Duo Tang, as in personalities, will always be Rod and myself. You know, I don't think you'll ever get Angus calling up to do an interview or anything.
Like this one on 101.9 FM CITR.
Yes. Home of, I guess, Mar and Nardwar.
Yeah. I'm the girl Nardwar.
Yeah, you are. I guess. Are you?
No, I'm not like Nardwar.
No, I don't think
but
so.
Maybe I will.
Mar Sellers. Duo Tang.
Yeah, we're talking to Sean from Duo Tang.
Tell me, Sean. Okay.
Do drummers get all the chicks, or do bass players?
Bass players never get invited to the party. Don't you know that?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
No. Basically, what happens is bass players and drummers usually get stuck by themselves in a hotel room. I don't know. Rod and I always end up at the end of the night stuck on our own. So Angus got all the girls last tour. So maybe we shouldn't bring anybody
on
tour.
But isn't he a bass player as well?
Yeah, that's true. So then I guess it would be the bass players. But he's an older, distinguished gentleman, so maybe that's what it was.
So it's the older guys that get the chicks, and the younger boys are left alone in the room.
To play chess.
There's a lot of bop, bop, bop parts I've noticed in Duo Tang songs. What's with that?
Well, that's on the first album, I think, and that was because we really wanted to put horns in there, and so whenever we're singing ba-ba-ba's, it's like that's where the horns should be. The second album, we're not doing that. We didn't do that as much, and now the new stuff that we've been working on, it's
no ba-ba's?
There's not very many ba-ba's, no. Actually, it's kind of different. It's different than the second album.
Oh, really? What's different about it?
It's a much more happy album, I think. It's much more pop or bass, but yet it's the songs are more intricate and there's a lot more going on that you can actually hear instead of us trying to hide it, because, you know, we were always worried that, well, we're a two-piece band, so if we do put organ in or a horn section, we should, you know, bury it in the mix so it just fills it out, you know, nicely. But now it's like, you know, we have some piano going on and it's actually doing another part, like, you know, of its own that stands out in the song, as opposed to playing one note and just letting it go throughout the whole thing. So I think it's different in that way. But I mean, it's still, like, my friend was there last, my friend who came to our warehouse last night was saying when he heard it, it was that it's, you can, the good thing about it, he said, was you can still tell it's Duo Tang, it's just, it's evolved. So I hope people will like it when they hear it. They, you know, it won't be, like,
when
I
will
mean,
it be out?
It won't be out for another, you know, year, another album, I don't think, because we haven't even started working on an album. This is just pre-production stuff, but it sounds pretty damn good, at least to me, and to the people who have heard it so far, so.
So will you come out to Vancouver on your Canadian tour?
Yeah, we'll probably end up coming to Vancouver. That's what'll probably happen in Canada, at least, because we're going to do North by Northeast. So that'll be Eastern. We'll do, like, a few shows around that area. I don't think we're going to go all the way out to Halifax or anything. Going to do a lot of the states, actually, because we've gotten some offers where people want us back there, because we haven't been there for, like, a year and a half. And we'll do that, and then we'll come out to, we'll do a Western tour, probably, for sure, because Western Canada is great. We love, you know, it feels like when we go out east, it's great because we know lots of people and we have lots of friends and there's lots of, you know, the shows are pretty good. But when we go out west, it's like almost like Winnipeg. Do you know what I mean? It's like our home. When we go to Vancouver, we feel more at home. Like,
then you do out east?
Then we do, like, in St. Catharines or stuff. You know, like, it's just like Calgary, Saskatoon, you know, Vancouver and a bunch of different cities, like, are great. They're it's just like being
in Winnipeg.
I guess it's like being in a baseball team or a... You know, or a hockey team or football, CFL, you know, the Western Division. We belong to that division kind of thing, you know, so we feel at home.
Where
we're the home team.
Oh, yeah. If you guys got into a fight, you and Rod, who would win?
I don't know. Like a fist fight?
Yeah, a physical fight.
We've never gotten into a fist fight, you know. There's been bottles thrown and stuff and you know, we've yelled at each other. And
well, who's the tougher one?
Probably Rod. You know, he gets all red and stuff. And I just, like, walk away and laugh. People are always afraid when he freaks out because, like, he's scary. But I just
laugh. He's got a temper?
Yeah, he's got a bad temper, but I just laugh. And they're like, why are you laughing? And I'm like, because I know how he is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
2 minutes later, I'll be going, okay, come on, you know? I'm like, let's go out.
So he gets over it.
Yeah, he gets over it. So I mean, well, you have to when there's two people in a band, right? Who else are you going to talk to? I mean,
so. Yeah, it'd be pretty lonely on tour and stuff.
Yeah.
I think we're getting to the end of our interview here. And we got to end it off with the usual question. Do you have any advice for the kids?
Any advice?
Or what is your advice for the kids of Vancouver?
Of Vancouver.
Who listen to 101.9 FM CITR.
Stop hanging out on Hastings and doing all that smack. It's bad for you.
And start
listening to CITR and Duo Tang. And
wearing, like, skinny ties and tight suits.
Skinny ties and suits and get a goddamn job, for Christ.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just, you know, talk to you when you get back from your tour.
Okay, we'll talk when I get back, and hello to everybody in Vancouver, and thanks for listening to CITR, and hopefully you'll listen to Duo Tang, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a shameless plug? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing on the radio?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, you can put some shameless plugs out.
Well, then that was the shameless plug, then.
Just listen to Duo Tang?
Yeah.
Because they rock.
I hope so.
I don't know how to hang up the phone, though.
That you say goodbye?
No, on here.
Oh, okay.
I think you just have to hang up and I just turn everything off.
Okay, well, thank you for everything. I'm off to the studio now to finish this last song. So.
Oh, no, make up something more exciting to say you're off to.
I'm off to
Sean from Duotang is off to...
to... I think Natalie McMaster is playing in Winnipeg or something tonight. I'm going there and we're going to make Whoopi backstage.
You're going to...
me and Natalie McMaster and
are going to get it on?
We're going to get it on.
Okay, well, have fun.
Thanks. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye.